Hello, guys and gals, me Mudahar, and this isn't a YouTuber apology video. I didn't start off like that for no reason. You know, there's two rare things in life. One of them is the love of your parents, and the other one is graphic cards, okay? You know how hard it is to get a graphic card these days? Do you understand the amount of effort a man has to do to get a GPU? Let me tell you, there are some satanic sacrifices one must perform to find a graphic card in today's day and age. Honestly, finding true love is a lot easier than finding a graphic card. And you know why? There's currently a chip shortage going on, okay? And it's not just graphic cards you have to worry about, okay? You want to buy a car? Oh, good luck with the chips inside it. God damn. You know, everything is just getting expensive, and it's going to be like a year or two before this gets fixed. Obviously, there's a lot of circumstances going into why we have a current supply chain issue. Okay, y'all know what I'm talking about. It is what it is. But I ended up trying to upgrade the Billy rig. As you all know, I love virtual machines, and for each virtual machine, I pass a graphic card. And so for the longest time, I've had an RTX 3090. Now, I figured I'm going to build the ultimate super duper gaming rig. And so I bought the equivalent to the 3090, the AMD 6900 XT. I even made a big song and dance on Twitter about it, like, we just upgraded the rig. I was the happiest kid imaginable, okay? I was like a kid who had like 10 Christmases in one, okay? I decided to treat myself and splurge. And so I went out, I found one 6900 XT in my city, okay? I live in the greater Toronto area, okay? To understand, finding a graphic card, even in this big epicenter, is like trying to play a battle royale. I was lucky enough to get the goddamn chicken dinner, okay? So I ended up buying the 6900 XT. I brought it home. I made sweet love to it. And frankly, once I did that, I stuck it into my computer and everything was fine and dandy. Now, today's video is all about what really happened. Why we lost the Billy rig. So yesterday I uploaded a video where I talked about Stan Lee's NFT stuff. And there's a lot of people who hit me up and it's like, Muda, why do you have flies all over your screen? Those are not flies, my good friend, my young Padawan. Those are what we call GPU artifacting. Now, I've been going through like stress testing for the last 24, 48 hours. Okay, I've literally done everything. Okay, I've done everything I can to figure out what happened. So to explain something, I literally have these cards overlaying, okay? So I figured maybe they were baking each other, okay? Maybe the RTX 3090 and the 6900 XT, maybe they were 69ing each other. Who knows? Maybe they were getting it off. And then I realized, well, if only one card is really active, you really can't have one being toasty and making the other one toastier. So I realized it really wasn't an overheating issue. I connected thermostats. I connected thermal sensors. I made sure everything was double checked, triple checked, quadruple checked. I checked this thing harder than anything I've done in my life. And then I started to notice, man, that 6900 XT, it is dying. In fact, it was dying as soon as the card touched like 60 degrees. Now, if you ever used a higher end graphic card in your life, you'll notice that these things can get toasty. 60 degrees is like nothing. Hell, sometimes the fans don't even kick up at 60 degrees, which I don't agree with, but hey, I'm not Nvidia, I'm not AMD. So anyways, I get the 6900 XT, which is the first AMD product I get in a long time. I ended up picking it alongside a Ryzen 5950X, and to be honest with you, best processor I've ever used, okay? Banger! AMD's a banger when it comes to that. But when I got their GPU, the first thing I noticed when I fired up Halo Infinite was a bit of that good old green shimmering. At first, I thought a leprechaun came all over my screen, but then I realized, oh no, that's visual artifacting. Through this, I discovered a Reddit board on AMD Help, and I found out, oh boy, there is somebody else finding the land of the lucky doubloons all over Forza Horizon 5, I'm pretty sure, I think it's the fifth game. They were just seeing green everywhere. At first, I thought alien events were happening in the game, but no, this is just what happens when you have a faulty card. So eventually I started to like do a million things. I ran Windows 10, bare metal, same issue. I removed one graphic card and kept the 6900 XT all by itself. And you know the best part about it? Still crashed, still had issues. It was like Mr. Magoo was sitting on the driver table and I did everything. I cleaned out the software, I cleaned out the hardware, I made sure everything was running tip top and fine and dandy. And then it kept on happening. So ladies and gentlemen, unfortunately the Billy rig had to die because of a VRAM failure. So in a world of graphic cards, in a world of GPUs, I finally managed to find the one card that I've always wanted to find for months at this point, for months. You know, in all fairness, I'm actually just really dejected at the whole situation because, to be real with you, the Billy thing isn't just a meme. I really just spend and, like, go crazy very rarely on things like this because, for me, a lot of it is just a learning experience, right? For me, it's like building a wacky rig that actually can be used for a lot of reasons. Honestly, the reason why I would even have multiple GPUs in this manner was to record on the same computer. Actually, recording and streaming work great. Ultra-wide streaming through this combination, once you set up everything right, was actually an absolutely amazingly good time. And unfortunately, losing that definitely sucks, at least at the moment. Now, to be real with you, what happened with the AMD card could very easily have happened with NVIDIA's card too. What you saw was actually a VRAM failure, okay? Which is, again, something that can happen in any bad batch of silicon. I guess it just hurts a little bit harder because in today's day and age, finding a GPU or finding really anything electronics related, anything with semiconductors, is already a challenging task. But losing it definitely wasn't exactly a fun time. And I would say that the likelihood of you seeing these failures is probably pretty minimal because when I went in to return this product, I actually was told that the AMD one was the least return. I was also told that it was also the favorite of cryptocurrency miners. And I don't know in cryptocurrency mining if they have like VRAM failure and if they typically care. Because even if a card like this fails during a VRAM like issue, it will definitely reboot itself. That's one thing I can give AMD over NVIDIA. It will kill itself and restart itself appropriately so you can actually use the card. Of course, you'll still get visual artifacting and it'll still get worse over time as I experienced, but then again, if you can kind of cope with that, maybe it works in the cryptosphere, I don't know, you can kind of walk away. But for an average person, for like somebody who's using this to, you know, game, oh, good luck with that. You're never going to get anywhere. I would literally launch Deus Ex Invisible War, like an old game, and it would still keep crashing. So it really didn't matter about load. It didn't matter about any, it didn't even matter about a specific graphical technique being rendered. It wasn't like, ah, you enabled ray tracing, it crashed. No, it was literally just random, okay? A little bit too much load, gone. A little less load, didn't matter. Still gone. And unfortunately, it ended up dying, and I actually had to give it back. Luckily, I bought it a month ago, almost a month ago, and so it was still under like a 30-day warranty, and it was the first time in my life that I actually ended up buying the extra warranty from the store. So they were just like, give that shit up, fam, and take it. Now, to be honest with you, I'm really gypped because I actually really loved this card. I almost completed the perfect computer, in my opinion. I had the ample amount of RAM that I wanted. I had a pretty good processor, in my opinion. I had the GPUs I wanted. And, you know, to be honest with you, this card absolutely blew me away. I was running Hackintosh on it. I was running games on it. I definitely wasn't ray tracing on it because AMD is dog shit for that right now. But overall, it was a decent card. I unfortunately hit the bad batch of silicon, and I can't get over the sadness that is actually enveloping me. I'm serious right now. I had to take like 3 extra tabs of copium before I filmed this video because this is just me after getting through it all. This is me literally after building a system, going through all of the love and labor of it, and finally having to tear it down because of a bad GPU. But yeah, that's the end of the AMD NVIDIA dual rig experiment. And you know, they said I could wait like 3 months to get a card. Maybe they could put a back order in, and I just decided to give up at that point. Now, you might be wondering in the audience, like, Muda, couldn't you just RMA the card? Have you seen the supply chain issues I talked about earlier? You know, RMAing the card is just going to send me into the next decade without one. So, realistically, the project has ended, and while the AMD card was nice and dandy and everything, unfortunately, it was one of the first times in my life that I actually ran into these busted silicon issues. Honestly, buying any GPU in my existence, I have never had this issue. But unfortunately, with the 6900 XT, that is unfortunately gonzo. So, yeah, experiment's over. I'm a little sad. I hope you enjoyed the video. I hope you learned something. I hope you realize what to look for. If you ever start getting checkerboard patterns all over your computer's graphic card, return that shit immediately. That being said, if you like what you saw, please like, comment, and subscribe. Dislike it if you dislike it. I am sad.